anything else besides coke?
It was milk and water. I don't drink nothing, no kind of strong drink. I need no beer, no whiskey, no wine, no gin, nothing but cold water and milk is all I drink. I drink tea sometimes. I'm not particularly about that. I don't even drink coffee. I don't like coffee. I drink real tea sometimes. Every seldom, though. Look, I get my bricks. I make that. I have a cup of tea in my bricks, you know, like that.
Yeah, I'm sure you're
going to
be doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be doing that. It's like you playing games for money. I don't care, I'm my play for fun. We serve drink like that, but I ain't playing for no kind of money. I need my penny. Mm-hmm. Put none of my money after. They ain't gonna win none of my money, nobody.
We're talking about a farm. Say if you raised a lot of cotton, where would that grow?
Mm-hmm.
If someone grew some cotton, it'd be growing out in the... What would you call the place where all the cotton was planted?
Cotton field, don't you call it?
Okay.
I don't tell you something, what? Don't know about nothing. I tell you, mama raised us up crazy. You don't know nothing, child. I have learned a little more since I got grown. We have been running out of different places. So I used to know how to play no kind of games. So I don't know how to play dominoes and different games and cards like whist and all them different things. I don't know a whole lot of things. I don't know how to do nothing but clean up and cook and wash and iron. That's all. I don't know how to wash and iron. She had to show me how to do that. When I first got married, I had my son shirt and he come in and said, look at my shirt and half. It ain't half iron. I said, I don't care if it's clean, it's ironed all right, and he wouldn't wait. I had to take his school for the laundry because I couldn't sue him. That was my baby boy, Henry.
Which
yeah.
One was the one I saw yesterday?
No, it wasn't him. That's the first child. He's old, all of them. He's old, 16, he's old, and all of them. But I just got 8 days and he's living with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's the oldest of all, and he was the baby.
You said your family had planted vegetables and things. To break up the ground, first of all, what would you use to break it up with?
Use a spade, I believe, don't
you? Okay. What would you use that use it was driven by, with horses, pulled with horses? Did they break the ground up?
I forgot what to call that thing. Hey, I don't know about it ever, honey.
Just a second.
Anything I see. Never left the house on there. I just fussing out. I was cussing and saying everything. And that's why I think I'm just I looked around. I said, what is that? They told me to say, said the man fell out. Well, huh? If you got to tell somebody who is it.
What different kinds of clowns are there?
Huh?
What different kinds of clowns are there?
You know, I don't know about no kind of plow, no kind. I've never seen them, you know, I forgot it.
Do you ever hear something that's kind of like a plow? It's got little teeth in it, breaks up the ground finer than a plow can?
Yeah, that sure is.
When you have to get out in the cotton field and thin the cotton out with the hoe, what do you say you're doing?
I've been no kind of field since I've been in the world. No kind of cotton field, I've been no kind of country either. Before I've been in California, I went up there a long time ago.
Were you ever interested in growing flowers? Did you ever work in a yard?
Never did. But it says, I noticed out here, wanted to plant flowers, but I ain't planted that flower, I ain't gonna plant none. No, this I don't know.
What sort of, if you were gonna plant some flowers, what sort of grass would
grow up in the flowers that you'd want to go out and pull?
The
grass?
Yeah, kinds of grass that you don't want in your yard.
Well, I don't ever pull none of them. They come up in, cut it, and little different things like that.
Uh-huh.
But since they told me I live upstairs, I don't have no right to get them cut it, but I just keep them clean out in the front, you know. But the man asked me, so you keep the streets clean? I said, no, I just keep them in front of my door, so I don't like nothing nasty around me. You look at me and just lay.
What about when you were growing up in your house that you lived in with your parents?